Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Kappen. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I want to read from Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. And we hear the following. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all, and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Now, what does the Old Testament say about those who are proud and those who choose to serve the Lord? If you read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 25, the Lord overturns the house of the proud. And then conversely, those that choose to serve the Lord, you can read in Psalm 34, verse 23, "The Lord redeems loyal servants. No one is condemned whose refuge is God." And again in Psalm 51, verses 14 through 15, "Restore my joy in your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. I will teach the wicked your ways, that sinners may return to you." Now, if we turn to the Catechism, paragraph 526, we hear the following. To become a child in relation to God is the condition for entering the kingdom. For this we must humble ourselves and become little. Even more, to become children of God, we must be born from above or born of God. Only when Christ is formed in us will the mystery of Christmas be fulfilled in us. Christmas is the mystery of this marvelous exchange. There are two things that I want to focus on, and that's being spiritually proud and spiritually humble. The disciples were focused on who would be first in the kingdom. Now, that in of itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but that was their main focus. They were only vying for who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven and using that as their drive for following Jesus, for the reason that they were following Jesus, not to convert anyone, not for their salvation. They were only thinking about having the highest place in heaven. However, as we saw in the Psalms, God is calling us to be the servant of all. When we humble ourselves and show others the mercy that we have received from God, then our fellow sinners will want to turn back to the Lord. Now, this is something that it's not easy to do. It's hard to admit that we are sinners and that we are in need of God's help and mercy. But if you'll just stop for a moment and think, how can I show God's mercy and love to those in my family, those at work, those who I come into contact with every single day? If you work on your own salvation with fear and trembling, as St. Paul says, if you do this every single day, you can lead others back to God. Those that have fallen away, our family members, we all know them, that are searching for God in places that God has allowed them to go searching for him, but they'll never find him there. They'll never truly find him in some of the places that they're looking. So in order for us to reach out to those family members that have fallen away, to those coworkers, whoever it is in your life, we have to work on our salvation and focus on the mercy and love of God and extend that to those around us. And in doing so, they will turn back to God. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.